sorry, but who watches YouTube? I was going to go Serena Williams and then...
What?
Well, not like that.
Hayley's been, like, begging me to take her to picnic for, like...
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
You've not taken her yet.
And we haven't got there yet.
I've got to go. It's in my house. It smells like hot cross buns.
You're listening to the Pepper and Me podcast, Around the Dinner Table with Cherie, Cam and Lorne, where we chat all things food and business.
Welcome to Around the Dinner Table podcast with Lorne,
Cherie
and Cam.
We don't have to redo the intro now, we just keep inviting Cam back on.
Yeah, I know.
He's been away for his little hiatus.
I know.
Now he's back.
It's worked out well.
I'm hanging around.
Dream scenario. Perfect storm. That's been happening a lot this week.
Perfect storm?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like it's actually just keeps happening.
Yeah, a lot of things are lining up.
Yeah, like just the we're calling it the whole world in our hands. We're singing it, whole world,
really,
in our hands.
We got the whole world.
The way that it was explained to me from someone external from the situation was that sounds like a nervous breakdown about to happen.
Oh,
so we could look at it from two different ways.
The whole world in our hands. Oh, this is great. It's all about your mindset. Once again.
Positivity.
It comes down to how you look at things.
Right, yeah.
How fills your glass?
It's always overflowing in my life.
It looks very full.
It's usually pretty full up.
What even is an empty cup?
It may pop the lid off. If you get any fuller.
Pop the lid off. Still need to make those t-shirts.
It's a positive mindset. No, like, positive mindset. Were just hiring someone for a job interview.
Yes.
They didn't show up.
Yes.
And literally at the same time, someone else walked in the shop asking for a job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was a bit of a kerfuffle because the person, Jules, who was interviewing...
Thought it was them.
And then it took a while for her to figure out, like...
Did they start, like, interviewing this person?
She started interviewing.
No way! That's amazing.
I know.
Okay, because I missed that whole situation.
Yes. Because the girl walked into the shop and Tony, and she was like, oh, hi, have you got any jobs going? And Tony thought, oh, she's here for the interview. So send her through the interview.
Oh,
I know.
No.
I know.
Probably gave her a spark.
Funny.
Yeah, pretty funny. It was, perfect storm.
I'm sorry, but who doesn't show up for a job interview?
Well, it is. Yeah, well, we'll wait to find out, I guess. Because we're screening everyone. We're using a recruitment, company. So it's not like it's just a random call, there was, a pre-phone interview and a text exchange about meeting today and whatnot.
Follow-up and everything.
Yeah,
and
I'm actually hoping she's all right. So,
there are external factors, though.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
Mm.
You never know.
Mm.
But that's hilarious.
Mm.
All right, nice. What's been on your plate recently?
Oh, my God, so much food. So much food.
You've actually been on form, actually, the last week and a half
so
or 2 weeks
much
or something.
Yeah, because I'm finishing this dining guide, and I just wanted to revisit a few places before I put them on the list.
Is that a subtle little, I'm writing a dining guide, a little plug?
No, but
for your new little
situation. If you haven't been somewhere in over a year, then you can't. You need relevant information.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's places that I've gone to, and I've had an average experience, but, you need to go back because it could have just been a bad day.
Agreed. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Bit of assessing to do. I'll get you in trouble, Lorne. Where did we go last week? We went to Picnica.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We went to Picnica for another interviewing a person, and, it was so good.
It was delicious.
It was delicious.
So good. But, yeah, Hayley's been, begging me to take her to Picnica for, probably
years.
Yeah, probably.
And you've not taken her there.
And we haven't got there yet.
So you didn't tell her you'd been there, eh?
I was going there. I was like, we're just going out for a drink somewhere.
that chicken liver, it was duck liver parfait. I reckon that was the best one I've ever had. It was actually exceptional.
Yeah.
Just brilliantly smooth. With a big fat slab of brioche. We had fried chicken with Tabasco and.
The Tabasco was delicious.
Yeah, like a Tabasco and honey, eh?
Yeah, Tabasco
drizzle.
Honey.
Yummy. Yep. Yummy. And we had a baked brie, which is a very basic bitch thing to order, but it's just...
It was yum, easy
it's
to
good,
share.
It's good, isn't it? Figs and honey.
Tabasco.
Yes.
Is it a brand or is it a type of sauce?
Well, I guess it's
both,
a brand. Isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it's one of those great products that just has one product. Well, they actually, to be fair, they've got
a couple of
jalapeno
different.
Version and chipotle version.
Pretty iconic,
but Tabasco sauce is iconic.
Have you seen how
it's
they
like
make
Kewpie.
It?
It's like Kewpie. It's like Kewpie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've got different flavours, but their brand does one thing.
Yep.
But that thing is in every shop in the world.
Yep.
Like Marmite.
Amazing.
Or not like Marmite, but, you know, maybe. Same concept.
Same concept, yeah.
And it's so...
Well, not really, because Sanitarium makes all those sauces.
Yeah, but like the, if you, someone says Marmite, that could also mean Vegemite, you know what I mean? Like it's that kind of...
Branding.
That kind of spread.
Brand association with a certain product.
Like a clean, like if you're in America, actually Americans are massive for like, they'll say like, can I have a Kleenex? But it's like a...
A tissue.
Yeah,
a tissue. But it's the brand.
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah. I wouldn't think, I don't think, like our Marmite and Vegemite is not a worldwide thing.
No, I'm saying that the...
But yes, the like concept, the concept. Yes.
It's the brand name versus the product name.
Power of that brand.
So how do we make it that when anyone wants chili oil, they ask for sesh oil?
Yeah, how do we make sesh oil the one chili oil in the world?
I don't know. You run that campaign, the one chili oil in the world. Push
this
it in.
The one. The only
the
one.
The one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I mean, we could probably ditch 55 other products and just focus on sesh oil if we wanted to do that.
Sesh, and then our variants are like sweet sesh,
Man.
Mild sesh, extra spicy sesh, dry sesh.
Oh,
what else have we done with sesh? Sesh mayo.
Sesh mayo, yeah.
The sesh olives with...
sesh olives.
Yeah.
What? We're getting there. We'll just keep tapping away at it.
Tap away.
Anyway, candles coming soon.
Candles?
Nah, I don't know.
Sesh candles. I had dinner at Solera last night, and I haven't been there in over a year. And we both did, didn't we?
Yep.
And it was really exceptional.
Sensational.
And it was only $75, which I know is not cheap, but for a 3-4-course meal per head is outstanding.
Yeah, and the variety, like we did the chef's menu.
Huge variety, yeah. It was just chef's menu.
You actually get quite a lot too.
Yeah, nice glass of red. That's my winter pick because I like Solera. It's like really nice, dark, moody vibes.
It's small enough to...
It's red wine vibes.
Yeah, yep.
And it's just nice in winter, isn't it? And you go out in the rain and storm and you go into a little cave environment and drink red wine. And
hide in the corner.
Yeah, nice. It's nice.
Like dimly lit.
It's so dimly lit. We had to get two phones out with
every
the torches
time.
On to light up to get photos of the food. Yeah, so that was a bit of a scene. We made a bit of a
ruin
scene about that.
The ambiance and the rest of the restaurant just to try and get a photo.
I don't mind making a scene, to be fair.
You
said
a harsh light on. I had a little dim.
Oh, you light. Had the
diffuse
diffused
it.
Light.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get rid of these shadows.
I actually had, I was cooking on Monday and I had just like a really on day. I reckon I've come up with like 6 new club recipes and every single one of them was absolute banger, which is good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done the jalapeno popper jacket potatoes, just posted, which
that was
like...
Yeah,
they were delicious.
I was like, what a good idea, because jacket potatoes are such a trendy thing and everyone's putting beans and cheese, but smash it with our ranch powder, jalapenos, big lump of cream cheese, extra cheese, jalapeno. Oh, yum. And black gold. I rubbed black gold on
black
the
black gold on this, yeah, and a bit of wing sauce, ding dong.
Ding dong sauce, yeah, that was good.
Yucky.
And I made, got a new dal recipe. I was going to do a one pot chicken, so saag is the spinach thing. That's the idea. And then I don't even think I put spinach in the end, actually. I didn't. Yeah, I didn't even put spinach in, did I? I don't think I did.
Probably rotten spinach in the bottom of the fridge now.
Oh, I can't even remember if I did or not. I was going to use a bag of frozen spinach. Anyway, I did it with lentils instead. I was like, I'll do a dal instead of a rice, spinach, chicken one pot thing. Yep. So I did a dal with the chicken and that was lovely.
And it was one pot.
One pot, full meal.
Done.
Real, like you could do it vegetarian so easily, but I just put chicken. Yeah, that was very, very, very nice. Mm.
I was thinking about it. I reckon we need to, because you do great at those sort of one pot or like prep, cook, done meals, because I guess they're easier to film, they're easy for the reels, they're easy for the club, they're weeknight meals.
Yeah, they're quite relatable.
We don't have many big feast meals.
No.
Someone was asking about the porchetta. In the club,
that's what
the
I did.
I
read a whole book about it. To be
I
fair,
I know, but you do like YouTube videos of like, and you know, we're trying to, you know, because we talk about doing these like better videos for YouTube, and it's like, well, I'm not gonna pull out 3 cameras for you making a dal. Doesn't feel. I guess maybe we could, but if you rocked up with a blimmin'
advent though,
leg of, well, not a belly of pork, instead of making a porchetta today, I'd be like, well, yeah, let's make this into a YouTube video.
Sorry, but Who watches YouTube? It's actually cancelled.
What?
Nah, that's wrong.
That? What?
I just don't know anyone who watches YouTube.
Nah, yeah, a lot of people do.
What?
What? How? When do they watch YouTube?
Instead of watching TV or like while they work.
Watch YouTube while they work?
It's massive. Like, it's honestly massive. They listen to a podcast.
Like,
all
so
on
like
there.
A half hour thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is 7-second attention span. No, I'm going to go and commit half an hour of my life to watching a YouTube.
Well, you might do 15 minutes or something like that, but this whole company's made out of just making content for YouTube. I don't know, I think we should try it.
Okay.
I think we should try it.
What's his name, Mr. Beast? He's just signed a contract, though, with, is it Amazon?
Has he?
For something ridiculous, purely off the content that he makes.
I was going to ask where he came from because I saw Mr. Beast chocolate in the shop and it was like 10 grams for $15 or something stupid. But I didn't know, he's not, is he on TikTok?
Yeah, he'll be on TikTok.
Oh, I don't know, I've never heard of him. A YouTuber,
From there.
Yeah, right, well I'm obviously just not, I can't keep up with that as well. But no, YouTube is not for me. It's not for me. It's actually banned from my house.
It's long format. Like, it's definitely, it's not quick. They try to bring in shorts to combat, like, what Instagram and TikTok do. But it's definitely not the same. It is very long format.
So if you want to watch a YouTube, do you go on your computer and, like, go to YouTube and search for what you want to watch?
Or app on your phone.
Oh, there's an app.
A lot of,
and it just gives you, does it give you a feed?
Yeah.
Does it?
Totally, yeah, and you can subscribe to people and follow people. It's the same. It's just
it's more long format. A lot of people use social media platforms to drive traffic
to YouTube.
YouTube because they can do long format there.
Okay.
They're, I think, probably one of the original.
Do you not watch cooking videos on YouTube?
I haven't got on YouTube since 2005.
What?
One of the original people was at Sale Le Vagabond. Have you heard of them?
No.
So they've got like, it's like a TV show, and they literally do a video blog each week of their life on the sailboat, and now they've been doing it for so long, they've got two kids. Like,
I watched it on TikTok, like, so not that one, but there's heaps of different
like
ones.
That. Yeah, so that was like the original, like, kind of YouTube platform,
right?
And they've created like self made a TV show,
yes, cool, that's cool.
And yeah, they're pretty big around the world.
Interesting, I just don't know how you would. I'd be interested if people do that,
yeah,
and I, yeah,
anyway,
I just. The way the world's going, we're going shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. I guess there's always going to be a platform for long form videos.
I don't know if we're all going shorter, shorter, shorter. I think it's just there's a divide. You know, there's still tons of people watching long form, like, videos, and like especially like cooking stuff, reviews, like information gathering, how to's, like all of that sort of stuff. The especially like the bigger stuff where it's like there's instructions that are like you have to have explained and whatnot. I don't know.
All right.
I watch YouTube every day.
Okay.
We'll put that one in the middle basket.
Yeah.
You definitely can't cancel it though.
It's not for me, but I'll trust that you guys know what you're doing. You are doing a course on marketing expertise.
Yeah, it's not really about
Campbell's
YouTube.
Campbell's been YouTube, is it not?
Nah, it's definitely.
I bet there's.
There are elements, but it's not the main.
Yeah. Right. Well, I want to do a poll. If you watch YouTube, can you message me and tell me what you watch on YouTube?
Let's actually do that.
Literally goes up on YouTube.
Yeah, no one watches it though, do they? Lorne, how many people watch this 10. Podcast exactly?
I'm going to hide
a
little code.
What a waste of time.
No, but then you
I'm
going to
cancel it.
You can use that video and then transcript all of the words that we talk about, put that in your website, and then you rank on Google for those words.
SEO.
Oh, you're
SEO,
getting a bit too hectic for me. What you can do is cut the video into 7-second bites and put it on TikTok people watch it, because that's how much time they have on their hands, because it's a busy society we live
YouTube
in.
YouTube pays you, though.
Not everyone's got time to sit around watching half-hour videos of people talking nonsense like us.
Haley watches like podcasts on YouTube every day. Like, she'll just put it on the TV in the lounge, and then it's like.
She currently is a stay-at-home mum with no job.
Well,
so she's got
studying and stuff to be fair, but it's more of like the background noise instead of turning on the radio or listening to music, or instead of loading up a podcast on her phone and then putting it on a speaker, she just turns the TV on.
Right.
YouTube's an app on the TV, boom, search the podcast, it's there.
I have been getting into podcasts. I've only just got into podcast listening.
Yeah. In the car driving.
In the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you listen to?
Brody Kane.
Yeah, she's funny, yeah.
I'm like obsessed with her, yeah. I'm like,
that one she did the marathon.
I've got a crush on her, yeah.
I think it might have been 2 years ago, and she ran the Queenstown Marathon. She's like, just like documented the whole thing, then put on her podcast.
No, they just talk like, about she all was running. Sorts of things.
I think it was on her Instagram. Anyway. It was one of the funniest things I've probably watched in a while. She's defeated by the end of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's so funny.
So you watched her who run a marathon?
Yeah, yeah. It was like little snippets, though, wasn't it?
I enjoy that running diaries of that Riley girl, an Aussie, and she's doing like a real. She's learning to run, and so she's on day 40. But, like, she goes out with her boyfriend and they start off, like, I don't know, 30 seconds on to a minute walk.
Right.
Whatever. And then, like, she's graduated to, she can run 5K now.
Yeah.
Without stopping, or 3K or something. I was like, this is great.
Good for her.
Yeah. I was like, I could do that. Campbell can teach me how to run.
Should we do it?
Well, my personal gym trainer, I've actually been to their gym. Every single day I've been to work for the entire month, I've been to the gym. It's done absolutely nothing.
You've got the whole world in your hands.
I've been going. I just showing go, up. I go for my counselling session and someone to listen to my stories. I tell them about the ghost in my house. No, we've got it to this, like, I told them about the ghost and, like, one of them's real concerned and he's like, oh, what did you do? I was like, oh, I bring him to work now, my ghost. So, like, get out of my car and I like, open the door for my ghost to get out.
Does he do horoscopes as well?
I was like, come on. I'm like, get off that cross trainer. My ghost is going on there.
Scooch.
So, yeah, anyway, I'm enjoying the gym.
The ghost is doing the sit-ups for me, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. Get on that. What's that bike? That bike I hate. Bike. I said, get on that assault bike. I said, like, I can't. Ghost's on there.
Marching in.
Yeah, anyways, yeah, that's going well. But anyway, he's coming to my house tomorrow to take me on for a run.
Oh, cool. Mm. The ghost?
My personal trainer. Obviously, the ghost will be coming with me. Do I have to give a backstory about the ghost?
No.
No?
No.
Anyway, I've got a ghost. I've got a ghost in my house. He smells like hot cross buns.
And it's definitely not because Shree was eating hot cross buns for dinner. Shree definitely had no hot cross buns for dinner. So when they woke up in the middle of the night and smelled hot cross buns, it definitely wasn't that. It was the ghost.
Hello.
Macca's, were you eating in bed again?
Not eating.
And the ghost that was kind of making like meowing cat noises was definitely not the cat at the foot of the bed.
Said, mummy, the ghost stood by my bed and said, mummy, and Matt and I both woke up and both heard it and we both freaked out.
It was the cat just stealing like the hot cross buns off
the bench or something. No, but there was no hot cross buns in the house. No. And
ginger spice coming out of the bag.
Hot cross buns all night. And he's like, oh, you smell like hot cross buns. I'm like, oh, you smell like hot cross buns.
You've been eating in the bed.
It's like, there's crumbs in here. I wouldn't eat.
Matt, get out of the bed. That's where the ghost sleeps. Go into the spare room.
get off my ghost.
Leave my ghost alive.
Should give him a name, eh? I don't know, a hot cross bun.
hot cross ghost.
Cinnamon, let's call him Cinnamon. Oh, yes. Anyway, Cinnamon's been keeping me busy.
Watch out, you'll end up in Campbell's counselling again. Cinnamon's over again.
You just won't leave Cinnamon alone.
I know. Yeah, maybe this is our coping mechanism. Maybe we are having a mental breakdown.
Oh, man.
The whole world in our hands. Anyway, I don't even know what I was talking about.
Okay, well, while we're talking about Cinnamon, can we cancel Cinnamon rolls?
We already did. I've already cancelled them. Yeah, while you're away.
In the bin.
Yeah, they suck. Hey.
I just, nah.
Nah, so much nah about them. And people who also, well, this is even worse, people who don't make them properly, they make them with yogurt and self-raising flour.
It's not even a brioche.
Not even bothering making a dough. So they're making like a scone kind of situation, rolling it up and then pouring white icing on it. Actually, like, hurts my feelings when they do that.
There was one in Bali called Cinnamon, a shop, and they just, I think they just did cinnamon, I don't know, I never walked in there, but Americans?
Yeah.
All over
did
it.
They look like ghosts?
They do, actually. Some smeared white shit on it. What's been on your plate, Lauren?
So my ghost has come back from Bali with you from the cinnamon shop.
Because he hated the scrolls. My house. So it didn't smell like hot cross buns, smelled like maybe that cinnamon was scrolls. Because you cancelled cinnamon scrolls.
Yeah, I did that. Done. Oh, absolutely cancelled.
Cinnamon. He felt comfortable.
Such a
rubbish,
honestly. Rubbishy food.
He felt comfortable at Cherie's because she hates cinnamon scrolls.
Yeah, that's why I attracted it. I just give off those vibes.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Have you got anything on your plate?
Oh, I was going to talk about a Hopi and the old cook a dinner, cook a breakfast situation that we do with the family.
Yes.
It works out quite well. It's
good,
eh?
It looks like a lovely weekend you guys had.
Yeah,
we did, apart from Lawn giving Dad COVID.
It was a mindset. You told me that I had to believe in myself to not be sick.
You did.
So I did.
You did. Unfortunately, Dad did not.
Now Dad's got COVID.
Now he's got COVID.
Can we blame your ghost? Because I didn't even have COVID to give it to him. So I reckon that was you bringing cinnamon over to Hopi.
I'd have given out the COVID, yeah. No, but that's pretty funny.
We didn't have...
So we do, when we go away for the weekend with the family, we do, because we end up, when we don't organise it, you end up with like enough food for about 7 weeks. So it's like each... family, which is you, your like mum, dad, and then me, and my ghost, do one dinner and one breakfast.
Yeah,
and that works real well because you just organise your two meals, you bring that, and everyone brings a couple of cheese and crackers or whatever
snacks, whatever.
Yeah, and we had lovely food actually.
It was mean.
Yeah,
it was mean, and it's quite cool because you get it's not like a competition, but it's, you know, you start getting a little bit creative and trying to you know,
throw you
some sneaky stuff in there.
So you know you're doing two things, you can put a bit of effort in.
Yeah, and so we did banh mi's, brioche, McMuffins, there was pastas, there was lasagnas, there was eggs benny, there was... What did you do for a breakfast? Did you do a breakfast on that first day?
I did fish cakes, poached eggs and hollandaise.
And pippies?
Yeah, what's
and sandy, pippies. Sandy pippies.
I think everyone kind of, Dad and Haley got real nostalgic about collecting pippies. So they wanted to go and collect pippies, and I didn't really want to cook them, but
Haley loves
once you'd collected them, you obviously had to cook them. It turns out they're not even pippies, they were tuatuas.
Yeah, the hinge is different, eh?
The hinge is different.
Yeah.
The shell, it's slightly different. Up. Anyway, they were nice, yeah. So first night, Dad soaked them in fresh water, and they didn't spit out their sand.
Yep.
He kept washing them, whatever. Then he steamed them, and then I made fritters, and they were very sandy.
Yep.
And the next night we
salt water,
salt water, room temp, and then they lose all the sand. And you can look in the bucket; they got all their suckers out.
Yeah.
Big tentacles coming out of them.
Creepy little things.
Wild. Aren't they? They were creepy little
things. A
whole
bunch of sand on the bottom of the bucket.
So tuatuas in the ocean, and pippies are in the harbour. Is that how it works?
I think you can get pippies. Oh, I don't actually know.
I think you collect
pippies at the beach too, though.
Oh, I don't. Oh, well, yeah. Okay, I don't know.
I think that the population of tuatuas has come back massively because every time I go to the beach at low tide, by my house, there's a massive bed there. So that's quite cool. And I just did a pasta with them the second night. I did just loads of garlic, loads of chili, olive oil, and butter, and then I did lemon, heaps of lemon zest and juice, mango rind, and Italian parsley, loads of Italian parsley, and that was beautiful. Like, it was really, 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 really nice. Restaurant quality.
Nice.
I don't even know what I was thinking about.
No.
I was thinking
about when you said costumes, and then my mind went somewhere else because I've got to get a costume for Saturday.
Oh, yeah. You're going as tennis player, right?
Yeah, I am. I was going to go as Serena Williams, and then...
What?
Well, not like that. I wasn't going to do... I was just going to wear a tennis outfit.
Right.
With a tennis racket.
Is this your second housewarming?
Yeah. Well, it's not even housewarming now. It's a barbecue, and just whoever wanted to come to the first one is coming. I'm not even drinking. Actually, you know what? I'm going to report back next week. I'm literally not drinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I thought, yes, I had a Statue of Liberty costume. I'm not drinking. I'll put $100 on that. I'm not going to get drunk that night.
No, but you won't touch a drink.
Oh, and I'm going to have
two. Yay! here's the truth.
I'm going to have soda water and a Prosecco glass.
Okay.
I'm going to trick everyone. And I'm going to feed them so much food. I'm going to do beef rendang rotis with slaw and chili and hot nuts and
chippy. Are you going to hand make the rotis?
No, definitely not. And I'm going to give everyone so much food that they get tired and go home. And I've told everyone they need to be gone by 9, I think.
I think that's going to be respected too.
I think so, eh? Yeah, I've made it very clear. I'm like, I'm not playing this game. I'm actually so tired. I'm not, yeah. I've gone to the gym every morning. I'm nothing.
Cinnamon needs to be.
I'm not sleeping well because I've got a freaking ghost.
Ghost is a name.
No, but apparently I did talk to J-Dog last night because I've been taking these adaptogenic mushroom pills at night.
Okay.
Now it's
microdosing.
It's not a microdosing. It's a bloody pistachio extract and some shiitake mushroom. It's not even a. It's from Generoa. It's like a legit. It's a legit thing.
You're just throwing big words out.
No, it's a brand. It is a beauty sleep. It's supposed to just. I give it to the kids.
I think you gave them those little chocolate things.
The hot chocolate. It's the same thing. It's a hot chocolate powder. And it's just like relaxes you and makes you tired. Anyway, I talked to Jada and she's like, I had to stop taking, I'm having these wild dreams. I'm like, oh my God, that explains so much of what's happening to me at the moment because like are we just like me and Matt both having the most wild
dreams?
Vivid dreams.
Wow.
Yeah. And it puts you straight to sleep, which is great. But then you obviously have these dreams all night, which like, I mean, he didn't speak to me for 2 days last week because we broke up in this dream. And he's like, you were so horrible to me last night. And I was like,
sorry.
I've been busy with cinnamon.
That's so cinnamon's dogging the covers.
Yeah, so we need to cut the mushroom pills out. Yeah, no more mushroom pills. You know when you just can't be bothered with bedtime sometimes on a Saturday night? Like, oh, here's a nice, hot, sleepy hot chocolate. People loves it. She's like, can I have one of those? I just went straight to sleep. It was so nice. I was like, yeah, it's nice, eh? Anyway, it's a true pistachio extract and shiitake. It's not anything bad. Anyway, God, we've really not talked about anything, have we? Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about something on my list. Goonsack.
All right.
Okay, you know Goonsack?
Yeah.
They've had a rebrand.
Have they?
Squealing Pig is a wine brand. They've just brought out it's called a Bagnum of wine.
Nah. It's a Bagnum?
It's a Bagnum of wine. And it looks lush, yeah.
That's
it looks
clever.
Lush for a wine sack. I messaged Viv Conway because she's the Goonsack
connoisseur,
and she came back and she said, oof, 1.5 litres for $35. That's not even two bottles of wine. She said, give me 3 litres, I'd be tempted.
Yeah.
But you're actually the same price as a bottle of wine.
Right.
In a sack. So,
right.
It was a no from her, but I like the branding. I like the concept. And if you're into spinning the line.
Hang them on the washing line.
Yeah, but you want to like level it up, you might be interested.
Is it just like the branding on the box is just fancy?
Oh, there's no box.
It's just a bag.
It's a bag.
Oh, literally just a bag.
It's a sack.
So you don't even buy it in a box?
No, but it's nice matte white colour, match the rest of your bedding if you're going to sleep on it.
So you don't even have to take it out of the box to hang it on the washing line?
No.
So
it's
not even, it's cheaper.
No, there's no waste. There's no waste, anything.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, that's news. That's a food news of the week. We've put some of my other podcasts up. We loaded up two, and I've not told anyone because I'm a bit like... Oh, I don't know if I want to do it or not.
Yeah.
So I actually thought I might just tell people on this podcast, because they're obviously podcast listeners.
To go and listen to it.
If you want to listen to the Blended Family podcast, you can go and have a listen and then just give me some feedback. So we'll like a little soft launch and let me know, like honest feedback, if you like it and if it's helpful, and then we'll carry on.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then we won't bother.
Right.
What's a brief description of it?
Well, it's about dating with kids.
Okay.
And different the families. Trials and tribulations of that.
Okay.
So if you're separated and you have kids, it's relevant for you. So half the population.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So we just thought no one's really – there's not much relevant information. No one's really talking about it. We obviously have a hell of a hard time. And then you look at people on Instagram and they're like, living our best life, right. and they move us straight in together, and we're like, how in the hell do you do that? Like, I can't even spend a day with you. So
you've somehow kept it together for a year.
Well, I know, you know, we managed to find a way through.
Mate. How do you even call it? Cinnamon. How do you call the third wheel? Ghost.
Yeah, keep things interesting.
I just saw a crack up.
Nah, so we just discuss and we just talk about like our highlights of the week and lowlights and learnings, and we just thought we'd discuss sort of different topics each week.
Are you going to try to do it weekly?
I thought fortnightly.
Yeah.
Because we have that the kids sort of like 9 days and then we don't have them for a bit. Yep. So I think fortnightly.
Mm-hmm.
But it probably depends if people enjoy it or not. Like, I put them up there and I listened. I was like, they're actually okay. The second one, we kind of found a good rhythm.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, I don't want to give away too much personal information. So I'm really trying to filter using names or like giving information. Yeah. And.
But you kind of have to have it personal enough that it's relevant to people, but then obviously not too personal where people, might.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do it if it's not going to be helpful to people, if it's not going to work. I guess the aim is like form a community where, you know, you can have these discussions. Mm. And I know there's a lot of people in the same boat. So, and we just couldn't find any resources or anything to listen to or anything helpful. So, have a listen. It's called In the Blender with Sheree and Matt. And, have a listen. Let me know if you like it or not.
Mm.
And then I'll give it 2 weeks and then we'll either carry on or not.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, I just enjoy it. It's almost like a forced therapy session, isn't it? Like, we should get a therapist on there every week. That'd be
interesting. That'd be an interesting couple of episodes.
Yeah. We are hiring a new manager at Pepper and Me at the moment. So we've been interviewing for that. We've also had a few staff leave from the kitchen, so we're looking to fill those roles. We've had a really, I think it's been a quite eye-opening month for me and you, eh?
It has been,
I think we've kind of come back this year and we've been dealing with some other tricky situations and we've dropped the ball on our culture here at Pepper and Me, which has been hard.
And, I think we knew it was happening, but I don't think we realised how drastic the effect would be on everyone.
Yeah, that's true. You kind of think, not shirk the responsibility, but like you're so caught up in what's going on in front of you that you don't actually have the mental energy to come back and be the positive leader that you need to be sometimes.
Mm, totally.
That's what's happened. And I think we've turned it around. Like as soon as we're aware, we're like, right. And we've stamped it out, turned it around, and we are on the up. And we've lost a few staff, which is unfortunate, but they're actually all on to bigger and brighter things anyway. Totally. So that's all great. We've all sort of wound that up on a positive. But, we've decided to put a manager in place at Pepper and Me to lead things like that, staff and operations, to free us up to do our jobs better.
Grow the business.
Is that bringing in that person, is that what you guys learnt from that whole scenario?
Yeah, well, over Christmas, Lorne and I were kind of like, right, there's room for obviously another person, but was like...
There's need for another person.
Whereas a need, and we're like, right, do we bring on a new person and give them admin? And they do admin and accounts. Or do we bring in a person to help me who's editing videos and helping me organise and stuff like that?
Mm.
And then in the end, we carved out what we wanted to do. So we've each carved out our 40-hour week roles. And then, that was kind of what's...
What was missing. And it's real interesting because as a business owner and working as founders, you get into a weird position where it's actually you're doing so many things that need to be done.
Mm.
But now there was too much that needed to be done. You actually put yourself in a position where you can make the decision if you actually want to do stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think you can. But then you also what are you good at and what's going to fill your cup? What's your strengths? And you need to kind of lean towards that rather than be like, right, I'm going to take on that because I should, even though I'm not good at it. And that's kind of what's happened, isn't it?
Mm.
So, I mean, I want to come in and be the positive face and the positive energy. So we need someone here who can be the one who's keeping tabs and not micromanaging, but handling anything that's not, right, and rather a lot of than it's like us who just so chill, we just let everything go and then
process based as well.
Different
bumper guards up to make sure we stay in the lane. And a lot of it, and some of it's actually just managing us,
That's very self aware, you guys.
Mm.
We are very self aware, actually.
I think it's kind of tricky too when you're across so many different elements, from a creative aspect when you're doing creative stuff and, say, statistical stuff, sometimes it's hard to make that switch so instantly throughout a day.
Yeah, well, that's right. It is hard. Yeah, and you need to be in a right space to have a creative brain on.
Yeah, and then
you can't be in that space until you've, you know, if you've got stress and shit, like.
Or you've got other things that, like, you need to process. It's hard to get into the groove.
Like,
the other
side. I don't work on the holiday over January, I just have my brain just explodes with ideas and concepts and, like, clear paths forward.
Tree having a proper holiday is dangerous.
Yeah, I know. I come back with six new businesses.
We're all working away, and she comes back and she's like, I've had this idea. And you go, oh, no.
But that's, you know, that's what I'm good at, I guess. Yeah. So that's what I need to be able to do. So, yeah, I mean, we're hiring for that role. We actually had six great interviews the other week, haven't we? So totally. We've been doing that process, but that's actually kept us quite busy. So, yeah, big changes for us at Pepper and Me, but all very positive. Yeah.
I think so.
Could have been negative, but we turned it around and now it's a perfect scenario. It's
put a bit of a fire under us and given us a bit of energy, which
I do think it's been a struggle to get back into work for me this year. Real struggle. I just like...
It's March. Like, we're already a quarter of the
I know, year. Isn't that
end of financial year.
So. You were already struggling? I know. End of financial year falls on a blooming public holiday, a weekend with a public holiday either side. Mm. Accountants must be loving it this year.
Oh, I wonder when we get this podcast out. We'll be doing the golden eggs. We've got a big promo coming up next week with the...
Oh, yes.
We're doing golden eggs. You find a golden egg in your mystery box. So we're doing 1,000 mystery boxes, yep. 10 golden eggs with massive prizes.
Massive prizes.
So that's exciting. We've got cool sponsors on board, and that's going to be a great promo for us to round out the year.
End of financial year. We're out the warehouse. We've rented out another warehouse because we don't have enough space in the current warehouse. I don't even know if we've mentioned that yet, but like, it's kind of wild that we thought this warehouse would last us 5 or 7 years or something, and we're 2.5 years in and we need more space.
Mm. Anything else food related? I don't think I've got much more on here.
Not
subscription boxes.
Oh, yes.
We need to get these ready to launch in a week or so because so many people from the podcast have said, yeah, keen.
So the tentative launch is the first Friday in April. I think that must be like the 6th or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's the plan there. We'll have them up. You can sign up. You can subscribe. You can get it all ready. You can get your details in. And then that first box will ship on the 1st of
May.
May.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we've got that underway.
Yep.
I've got a big month ahead. April is just no good for me. Like, there is so much on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went through my... I've got Christchurch. So I'm going to Christchurch Food Show. 3 days later, I'm going to Queenstown. Then I've got a trip to Wellington. We've got Flavours of Plenty on.
Yep.
There's Pepper's birthday.
There's a wedding.
Wedding. Oh, it's just actually so hectic. Yeah.
But
so.
If you're in Christchurch, come to the
Christchurch food shows. Yeah, very excited.
Obvious
to
why
be
we
down.
Need a manager now, eh? I'm actually just not even here for the whole month of April.
I know. I'm exhausted just thinking about it. I need to and people keep emailing me, and like, it's so funny, eh? When you like, obviously they don't know what's going on for me in April, but they email me, oh, how's April 6th? I'm like, no, I can't do April. Stop
the whole of
me.
April is done.
I keep saying that. I've said it like 50 times. I'm like, is anyone even listening to me?
Just cinnamon.
Just cinnamon. Yeah, and people keep asking me to do things. I'm like, I literally can't.
I'm busy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, right. Well, we're not really got much to contribute. We're not got much added value today.
Not
so
today.
We'll wind it up because we've actually got. I need to go and find some roti, and I'm going to paint my fence.
You or Matt?
Me.
You are.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Because Matt said not to paint it.
Why not?
He said wait for the painter to come back. Painters at Beach Hop.
No, shit.
But
you won't see
I need it
while.
Done.
Oh,
what colour?
You need it done for your housewarming.
Yeah, I need it done. White on white on white on white on white on white.
Throw it on.
What, the paint?
Yeah,
I'm going to.
Biff it.
I'm going to.
Mate.
Shall I splatter it? I did think I could do a feature wall on the fence. Yeah. I'm going to do sage green.
Perfect.
Should I?
Yeah, do it.
I'm going to nice.
You didn't even need to rip that concrete out, just paint it.
I literally think I could go a sage green fence panel.
I think
it might look so nice. What about, and then I thought I might go down to that new shop, Clover. They're going to be stocking your knives.
Yeah, Cain and Abel, new stockers.
It's a lovely new shop in the Mount.
Yeah, it is stunning. A beautiful homeware store. Yeah. Right next to Solera, right?
It is right next to Solera.
It's got a wee deli.
Good geese in the window there. Some lovely sage green accessories in that shop.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah. I know.
Stunning stage.
Stunning, eh? Yeah. Might take the Peppermint credit card for a walk down there today. Needs a day out.
Brand awareness.
But actually, Tony said, oh, Lauren, while you're going upstairs, can you give Shri her card back? And I said, yeah, I'll give that back to her. Put that in my pocket.
I know.
Not giving that back
she
to
Shri. She said she's like, did Lauren give you your card? I was like, no. Thanks for that, Tony.
Yep.
Never see that one again. Lucky, I'm absolutely one step ahead of you. My strategic thinking skill coming through, and I've got it on my Apple Pay now.
It's all locked and loaded.
Yeah, she forgot I had it. And I've got the kids' EFTPOS cards on there.
Oh, yeah.
And... but they've lost them, so they've been cancelled. So I've had none, and I was like, oh, there's another card on there. Tick, tick, double click. Ding, da-ling.
Accepted.
Oh, this is lovely. What a nice treat.
Spending kids money.
I was, because he... I was, because he's naughty. He doesn't need it. He won't do his chores, but I've got an AP going, his $5 a week goes on the card.
Yeah.
But he doesn't do his chores, so I need to spend his money.
Yeah, okay, fair. That's fair.
And that is fair.
That's a lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Bye. Have a nice week, everybody. Hopefully we'll be back a bit better next week, maybe.
We'll try.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pepper and Me podcast, guys. Make sure you like and subscribe. And if you're interested in any of the products that we're talking about, you'll find us at pepperandme.co.nz.